Health officials in Arizona are worried about an acute shortage of rattlesnake antivenin. That's because the sole U.S. supplier of the snake bite antidote is getting out of the business. With only a few days' worth of antivenin on hand, doctors are wondering how they'll treat victims during the busiest time of the year for snake bites. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Mark Moran reports.
Contrary to what you might think, the antidote for a snake bite does not come from a snake's venom. Its main ingredients are harvested from sheep. For almost 50 years, Pennsylvania-based Wyeth Ayerst Labs has been the only company producing this antivenin. But times are changing, and the $10 billion a year pharmaceutical company is getting out of the snake bite business. Spokeswoman Natalie Devane.
Our resources, and those are both human and otherwise, were better applied to other areas of the business. And so, you know, the decision was made to discontinue the production of the product.
That product has been seen as a lifesaver to many. The legend goes, get bit by a rattlesnake and die in the desert. Indeed, these creatures and that trademark sound can strike an irrational fear in the heart of many. But the truth is, you stand a better chance of dying from an allergic reaction to a bee sting than from being bitten by a rattlesnake. Of the 7,000 to 8,000 venomous snake bites each year in the United States, about a dozen people die. Furthermore, rattlesnakes are actually quite passive, except when they're hungry. And snake enthusiast Cy Sorrell says this is a hungry time for rattlers as they prepare for hibernation and for giving birth to baby snakes.
Arizona Herpetological, this is Cy.
Sorrell volunteers with the Arizona Herpetological Association. He's the guy to call when you inadvertently find a rattlesnake coiled up under your front doorstep when reaching down for the newspaper. That is not, incidentally, when Sorrell says most people get bitten. Even when they're hungry, rattlesnakes still have to be provoked to action.
A lot of rattlesnake bites happen when somebody, you know, takes a rake and tries to pick up the snake to move it. Don't be a cowboy with it. You know, that's how people get bitten.
While the chances are pretty small that you'll die from a rattler strike, those bites are extremely painful. A rattlesnake's fangs are just like hypodermic needles. They pierce the skin and deliver a lightning-quick dose of toxic venom deep into their victim. The poison attacks the nervous system, paralyzing its prey, usually rodents. But when a rattlesnake bites a human, the venom heads for the person's bloodstream, causing extreme nausea, fever, and fatigue. With no antivenin available, doctors have to take drastic steps to treat snake bite victims, including blood transfusions. Dr. Stephen Curry is director of the Medical Toxicology Department at Arizona's only poison control center.
For example, instead of turning around in 1 to 2 days and beginning recovery, they continue to get sick for 4 to 5 days before they turn around. We also anticipate longer hospitalization stays because of this.
The shortage is likely to continue at least through the end of this year. There is a fresh supply of antivenin on the way from Protherix, a pharmaceutical company based in England. But it's a long and complicated process to make the antivenin, and the UK company is having a hard time keeping up with demand. With the busy snake bite season just beginning, doctors here still don't know when or if they'll get antivenin from this new supplier. Health officials in Arizona say the best they can do is to warn people to be especially careful to avoid encounters with rattlesnakes. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.